quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolla First Nations, and at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and today we're doing a year of reflection, kind of not really. I have, like, maybe a little, some nuggets of reflection here and there, but mostly it is going to be about, some things that I liked in 2024 and some stuff that I'm looking forward to in 2025. I'm going to largely be focusing on cultural products, though, because this has been a really interesting year. It's been a weird one and it's been a hard one. But unlike last year in 2023, when I kind of solely felt supported by cultural media escapism, this year was actually a little bit different. It could be quite a good thing. Or just a thing that's new and has no particular value whatsoever, but it is an observation of my 2024. And hopefully you will, maybe you've also encountered these things as well. If you did, please feel free to send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at Typically Tuesdays. Want to hear your thoughts about some parallel experiences that we might have had. Maybe if you don't have Instagram, you can reach out to me on email. I'm typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. I want to know all about what you think of Dungeons and Dragons based anime, and also anime about boys who are cursed and turn into girls? ? We support trans rights, but this anime is a little bit, politically incorrect, and that's okay because it's interesting anyways. ? And maybe you also have thoughts about gay, yearning, grieving vampires, and amongst other things, you know. And so for the playlist today, we are doing some songs that I enjoyed, some albums that I liked in 2024. They are tracks that are essentially in my top 20 to 30. Get into it with the first one. Here's Tierra Whack, Misbehave.
I'm not stopping. I live. I'm the greatest rapper ever. Yeah, I said it. And I told my engineer he ain't gotta edit, 'cause it one take.
Watch who you call your foes. Watch who you call your friends. I'm making all these I'm making all these
I can never
M's.
Behave. Oh, but I'ma be late. I can never behave.
They're watching, there's no stopping. I leave the window.
Oh, but I'ma be late.
They're watching, no stopping. I leave the window.
I can never
watching.
Behave.
So I always saw Rolly on the computer. He was always on the computer.
Little bit. fresh XOX. So we can hate it. Tell me you don't want me so desperately. Just tell me that you felt it. Don't you care for me? I'm
Crush XOX by Tall Tale here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Before that, you heard My Computer by Cadence Weapon off of his latest album, Roller Coaster Deluxe, a late find this year. Found it legitimately like last week after it had been released for a few months, but been replaying it. It's a fun album. Check it out. And Crush XOX by Tall Tale. Yeah, you know, well highlighted. Having a crush is honestly pretty pathetic. But, you know, yeah, that's kind of it. And it has, don't worry, it has nothing to do with my life in 2024. There's nothing that was happening that made me vibe to it as hard as I did throughout the year. Speaking of the year, typically, I guess not typically, yeah, not typically, but last year this happened. Last year, on this episode of Typically Tuesdays, on the second to last week, or the second to last episode, maybe it was the final episode of the year, I actually don't quite remember, but at some point towards the end of the year, I made a show where I was talking about the things that kept me grounded in 2023. And I thought really hard about what I was going to make for today's episode, what I was going to be talking about, because I did, in fact, also, like, as I did the year before, created a list of things that I liked in 2024. And I had to actually scroll quite far in my notes app to find it. And, you know, there are a lot of nice things here, and I'll share them. I'll share some of them in a bit. But I guess I wanted to say also that the reason why I create these lists is because I will have something to reference and look back on if whenever things get like really tough in my life during that year, and I can remind myself like, oh, I had these experiences, and maybe what did these experiences teach me, what was the thing that made me look forward to you know, catching up on the series, or what was the thing that struck me in this novel. And what was the thing that made me feel good about this particular moment in my life, like this dish or this event that I attended or something like that. And, I gotta say, much of my list this year, completely unexpectedly, has a lot more like real life events and moments of friendship and connection than I had expected. And I realized at some point that this year, even though it was very difficult throughout many periods of it, and I experienced a lot of grief and pain and hardship, I was able to grow and develop as a person and experience the warmth of community and develop my relationships with people who I care about in my life, and people who I want to, I hope will become more involved in my life. And that is something actually quite personal. And I really actually don't feel comfortable with sharing about those things. So I'll have to focus only really on the cultural products that I enjoyed this year, and talk about some of the things that I'm looking forward to next year to make up for time. So I guess that's like the deep reflection that I have about 2024 on today's program. And for more deep reflections, actually, I'm just kidding, not. Here's a Bird Note, and then after that, you'll be listening to Kelly's Way with Superstar.
This is Bird Note. Along the coast of Sinaloa in Mexico, there are species of shorebirds with one of the longest migrations in the Western Hemisphere.
Se reproduce en Canadá y llegan a las costas de Sinaloa, a estos sitios de granjas de camarón, en números muy, muy abundantes.
They breed in Canada and arrive at the coasts of Sinaloa to spend the winter, says a shrimp and shorebird conservation specialist named Juanita Fonseca. Sinaloa has more than 400 miles of coastline in the Pacific coast and the Sea of Cortez. There, Juanita works with the Western Hemisphere Shorebird Reserve Network and with Manomet, creating guidelines that help shrimp farmers share the coastline with shorebirds. One of those shorebirds is the Western Sandpiper. And the sandpiper, here known as a Tlayurito Occidental, wants to eat, but their wetland habitats are affected by the shrimp farming industry. Juanita and other researchers want to see how and where these shorebirds travel, to learn which habitats need more protection.
Es una especie de interés para los canadienses, con la cual nosotros hemos colaborado con ellos y trabajado con esta especie por el número que llega acá a estas costas.
It's a species of interest for Canadian biologists who collaborate with Juanita and her team to preserve their wintering grounds in Sinaloa, she is saying. And they do so by creating spaces within shrimp farms for the playerito to eat. This show is part of a series on Manomet shorebird conservation research, and it's also available in Espanol. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Garzón.
Oh,
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was The Light by Perfume. Before that, you heard Eliana with Calling You. My name is Leslie. Yeah, I know. Like, I've been playing, like, I mean, I played Eliana last week, and I'm sorry. This album is such a, it's such a banger. Like, every single song goes so hard. I must fight the temptation to just put the entire album onto a playlist. So there's that. More Eliana to come in the coming weeks. I'm definitely sure of that. And of course, you had heard Perfume with The Light. I'm actually not even really sure how many times I've played Perfume on the show, because despite the fact that they're one of my favorite J-pop acts, I feel like I haven't played them a lot on the program. But anyways, that was a fun song. I hope you enjoyed. Now let's talk about let's go over quickly this list that I had created about some things, or the things that I liked in 2024. Now, this list is actually, like, it's got a mix of, like, personal moments that were really impactful to me, like, in my life just in general, and also just, like, cultural products. And so I'll be talking about the cultural products, and I'm not going to be talking about all of them. That would be, whoa, too much. But like the good weeb I am, let's start off with anime and manga first. The Delicious in Dungeon anime was incredible this year. It began its release on Netflix, and I think maybe you could watch it on Crunchyroll, I'm not sure. But it began its release very early in the year, and I watched the first episode, got completely hooked, and just sped through the entirety of the manga. It is so fun. Ryoko Kui is an incredible illustrator and pretty dang good at writing. And this series got me hooked on Ryoko Kui's other work as well, which is comparatively at times quite a bit darker. And she uses a lot of, like, interesting other styles of like comic